Welcome to this 10 minutes meditation. This is probably my fifth take on it. Today is one of these days where I feel good, but this afternoon I feel a little more tired. So meditation teaches us that whatever we feel, it's not about fighting it. It is simply about surrendering, about accepting that this is how I feel right now. So taking a deep inhale, becoming conscious about how you feel right now. Feeling your sit bones touching the chair or the ground you're sitting on. Taking that breath. Feeling the reaction it has, if whether it has or not a reaction on your tummy. Whether it relaxes your tummy or not. I'm going to invite you to move your neck. Turn it around. Relax your shoulders. And taking another deep inhale, feeling yourself fall a little deeper, grounding a little further into your seat. Realizing that all there is now. Your mind will take you out of the present moment, will make you want to judge. But the truth is that you have a choice. You have a choice to listen to what it's telling you, or you have a choice to keep breathing, observing, and coming back to your main focus right now, which is piercing through this voice, piercing through the noise in your head, and connecting with the present moment, with the nothingness amongst all the noise. Yes, it may sound a little surreal for some, but at some point meditation allows us to just be present to all there is and to find kind of a little haven where we can breathe and just be and watch and choose to react or not react. I've often heard people talking about the fact that they cannot stop their thoughts. Meditation is not about stopping your thoughts. This would be like blocking yourself from hearing any outside noise when you're outside into the world. You cannot. All you can do is switch your focus. All you can do is become aware of where you're putting your attention into. And when things don't feel so good and you dwell into those thoughts, again, you can take that breath, which pierces the trance of what you're buying into that is weakening you. And you can come back again to the present moment, to the connection of your feet on the ground, to your breath, to feeling your sit bones on your chair. And just by doing that, by using those different anchors as a way to connect and to come back to what is, you're able to switch your focus from the noise in your head to the possibility that there can be a place inside of you which feels free, which cancels all noise. So today, is we're gonna sit together for another 5 minutes. I'm gonna invite you now to take another deep breath, relaxing your tummy, feeling yourself sitting a little deeper into your seat of meditation. And we're gonna practice together, remembering that there is nowhere to get to. That being still is not about finding the answer for our next meeting or for what we want to create. Being still is about practicing what and accepting what is about coming back to the seed of compassion that is inside of you, to that place that sees it all, that acknowledges when she has gone into or he has gone into stories that are not serving your being, and that comes back to the present moment. Remembering that you always have a choice. You can choose to focus on the noise, the outside noise, i.e. your thoughts, that you can never stop. Or you can choose to find this little path inside of you that is quiet amongst all the noise. So now we're going to sit together quietly for a minute, inviting you to sit up straight or to lie down if you need to. Don't be afraid to fall asleep. If you do fall asleep, it means you're simply tired and needs to sleep. Again, this practice is about accepting what is, accepting all of your emotions, inquiring, going within. There's no fighting here. Deep inhale. Let's go for 1 minute of silence. If you've just embarked on this journey as a meditator, this might have felt like a very long minute. But just know that this work is about practice, and the more you do it, the better and calmer it's going to feel inside of you. As if some part of you is going to start releasing, surrendering, just becoming fully embodied in the present moment. Staying with all of that you feel. Remembering that there is nowhere to get to. And the reason why we practice is because our brain tends to dwell into what we don't have or the negative stories in our mind. It records it, it remembers it like Velcro. Yet the positive ones or the stories that gives us joy tends to slip away like Teflon. So the more you start practicing at looking what is, being present, accepting all that you feel, as if you're opening your heart to it all with compassion, without judgment, the more your brain is going to start rewiring and recording different stories and messages. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. And many blessings. Thank you.